Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We have our good friend Sean Stone with us. See what happens when you miss a week, Sean?
I know.
That's what happens. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, metroland.net, for more information. And we always love talking to Sean to find out what's happening on area stages and screens, and we welcome him back to the program. Sean, thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. All right, so let's talk Oscars. You, I think you went to go see the last of the of the nominees, and now you saw the best acting performance by an actress.
Yes, and I have to say first that the last movie that I hadn't seen was The Theory of Everything, and I'm on the same page with you.
Okay,
on that one. It that's all. We'll just leave it there.
Yes.
Underwhelming. Still Alice, Julianne Moore won Best Actress. She's fantastic in it. It has some terrific scenes. She plays a very successful, brilliant woman who gets early onset Alzheimer's, and it just devastates her life. For this many days.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you went out for a second. So what did you just say?
It had that weird indie film feeling where, you know, they had some actors for a certain number of days, so they didn't seem to be in the movie as much as they should.
I see. Yeah. Well, and so in Alec Baldwin's case, that's good, right?
Yeah, I could have used more Kate Bosworth. But,
yeah, okay.
It has its moments. I'm glad she won because she deserves it. She's one of those actors who's been owed for a lot of great performances.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, did you like the show Sunday night?
I thought it was a little bland. It was kind of underwhelming. I think, you know, there was tremendous hype for Neil Patrick Harris, and I'm not sure it lived up to that. And I don't know that anything could have. But I was a bit disappointed in that performance. And then as far as the actual awards go, I think out of 24, I got 17 right or something like that. And the ones that I really botched up because I thought Boyhood would do much better.
So did I.
Yeah. So.
So did I. I was pleased. There were a few surprises, and one, I didn't see anyone who picked Ida to win Best Foreign Language Film. So I was happy when that happened.
Yes. And I picked that one on my ballot because I was hoping, and it did, and that was great.
So now we can forget about him.
Right now, we always talk about this. Do you remember what won Best Picture last year? And then everybody says no. And like, at what point do you forget? What point during the year do you actually just have no idea? And I'm thinking it may just be in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever they decide spring starts, which is in March, with the first big superhero action movie.
Blockbuster,
and
sure.
And just blast it out of your head.
Yeah, then you're done. All right, so let's go on to what's happening around town. And, you can go out in Troy tomorrow night.
Bundle up. It's Troy Night Out's 9th anniversary celebration. They're tying it into Troy's Tiffany Glass heritage. So you can tour St. Paul's Church, which has fabulous Tiffany features from the 1890s, has all the usual gallery openings. There's also a special tour at 2 o'clock before Troy Night Out of a number of Tiffany sites. You have to go to the Troy Bid website, and that'll hook you up with that. There's a few spaces left. Also Friday night, opening up is Souvenir at Capitol Repertory Theater. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this person. Her name was Florence Foster Jacobs.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, this is a comedy about Florence Foster Jacobs, a turn of the last century New York socialite who was convinced she could sing. She was the only one who thought so.
She has a starring role, I would say, in our WAMC fund drives.
Yes.
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 Yes. So I think our listeners are certainly well aware and will be very excited to hear about this.
Yes, it's supposed to be a comedy, but it's sympathetic. It's a sympathetic comedy. It's not out to, you know, pick on her too much.
All right. All good stuff at Cap Rep.
And then Friday and Saturday night, it's the Bridge Jazz Festival. This is a partnership. It's a team up between the Troy Music Hall and the Mastery Center for the Arts. Friday night, It's at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. It's Marcus Roberts Trio is the headliner. And Saturday night, the Massery Center for the Arts, it's the Fred Hirsch Trio. These are two venues that have spectacular sounds, so it should be a lot of fun.
Sounds great.
And then Saturday night, Capitol Chamber Artists will be at Westminster Presbyterian Church in honor of Black History Month. They're going to be playing the music of African-American and Afro-European composers. Also Saturday night, there's a program of films called Animation and Workflow at MPAC, and it's basically a selection of films that have used animation to do special effects from various processes, from Georges Méliès to Guillermo del Toro. That's in the concert hall, I believe.
All right.
Also Saturday night, Wynonna and Friends will be at Turning Stone in Verona.
Wynonna.
Haven't heard about her in a while. And then Saturday, the Arkell Museum reopens. They've been closed for a couple of months there in Canajoharie with an exhibit called The Artist Revealed, Artist Portraits and Self-Portraits. It's from the collection of Syracuse University, and the artists include Milton Avery, Chuck Close, Edward Steichen, Norman Rockwell. And then Sunday afternoon, Ashu, A-S-H-U, he has a last name, but he does not use it professionally. He's a classical saxophonist, and he's going to be at the de Blasi Concert Series at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. And that should be fun.
Right.
And then Tuesday, the 37th Annual Photography Regional opens at the Opalka Gallery in Albany. It's a juried show of artists who live within 150 miles of Albany. Also Tuesday, Annie, Leaping Lizards, the touring company that's based on the original production, is coming to Proctor's. So it's not any of the more recent revamps.
Oh, okay. And even like the most recent revamp on Broadway? No?
Yeah, I don't think so. It's okay. Going back to the original idea.
That's very cool. So always good, always great. Fun. It's a fun show and a great show to bring the kids to.
Yeah, it's playing through the March 8th. So.
Good stuff. Well, we look forward to that. Annie at Proctor's, and new movies coming up.
Yes, Will Smith has decided to stop foisting his son's film career on us and is starring in a movie. It's called Focus. He plays a con man, and the trailer looks slick and fun.
Yeah, it looks a little confusing, but sure. It looks fun.
Yeah, he'll get into trouble, but he'll get out of it.
Yes, that's the way that works. Sure.
Yeah.
That's Focus.
And then one of the losing nominees for Best Foreign Language Film, the highly praised Russian film Leviathan, which apparently is reviled in Russia itself. I don't know how it got nominated because it focuses on the depths of corruption in Russian society. Yeah,
so
who
that's,
knew?
That's made its way here. And then finally,
The Lazarus Effect. Now, this is a science fiction movie that again restates the point that I thought was rather well made by Mary Shelley and later Stephen King, that if you reanimate dead things, bad things happen.
It's a rule, a suggestion that often gets lost, and it's good to remind people.
Exactly. Every new generation needs to be reminded, you know. Don't
do
that.
A little tap on the shoulder. Don't bring back the dead. Simple
exactly.
as that. We ask for simple things in life, don't we, Sean?
Yes, we do.
Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He can be found at metroland.net, and pick up a copy. I have one on my desk. It's looking mighty spiffy. A spring arts
filmmaker,
preview.
Actually, the filmmaker on the cover is going to be at the big event at the Linda this weekend.
Excellent. Oh, great. And that's cool. So you can read all about that and then head on over to find out more at thelinda.org. Again, Metroland.net. Pick up a copy. It's a spring arts preview, so a lot going on. Sean, thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.